It's the Feary Theory on POTUS.
Buried in the news, I'm John Feary. The Space Shuttle Discovery completed its final mission this week, and David Broder went to his final resting place. Somewhere in the future, some enterprising historian is going to write a book about the connection. Broder came to Washington in the second term of the Eisenhower administration and was there when Jack Kennedy announced his plans to take us to the moon. Back then, journalists strived to be objective. And back in the days after Sputnik, we were also competing with the Russians to win the race to space and the race to global domination. Political coverage matured and then became more cynical. Journalism changed and morphed and became more and more partisan. And soon the competition between hardworking gumshoe journalists became a competition between glamorous television personalities. The rules of the game changed. The space program changed too. It became less a competition between the Soviets and the Americans, and more a collaboration between the two superpowers. They worked to create Skylab, and then the International Space Station. When the Space Shuttle Columbia went down, it destroyed America's confidence in the space program, and soon people doubted the whole purpose of going there in the first place. Broder didn't completely ignore television. He appeared on Meet the Press more than any other journalist. But he never played the glamorous television personality. He played himself. These days, the state of journalism is a mess, as is the space program. When George Bush proposed that we go to Mars 6 years ago, he was roundly lambasted by liberals and conservatives. The shuttle program is now officially shuttered, and budget cutters are eager to get their hands on the NASA budget to redirect the spending to something else. And with David Broder's passing, the journalism field has lost its dean, with no replacement to be found. An era in America's history concluded this week, but it seems to me it was buried in the news.
The Feary Theory is on POTUS.